It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. The city of Grand Junction is reeling from three major incidents that happened within the 2 days. Tuesday, shortly after noon, a three-year-old child and his mother were hit by a Grand Valley Transit bus. This is Dave Stassen with the Grand Junction Police Department.
Where we don't really know is whether or not they had the right-of-way or whether or not the Grand Valley Transit bus had the right-of-way, but the bus was making a right-hand turn, and during the course of that turn, both the child and mother were knocked to the ground. Unfortunately, the child was knocked underneath the rear wheels. The child was rushed to St. Mary's Hospital and then flown to Children's Hospital in Denver, where unfortunately he passed away.
Later that evening, a young man with a weapon killed a motorist and tried to carjack another vehicle.
17-year-old young man got into a fight with his father and ended up leaving the house where he lived with his father with either a rifle or a shotgun. Left his home, drove eastbound into Grand Junction. In about the 800 block of Grand, he hit a motorcyclist head-on, which resulted in that motorcyclist being killed. The 17-year-old then got out of the truck with his long gun and started walking through some of the residential neighborhoods there. He was contacted by Grand Junction Police, Smith County Sheriff's Office, and Colorado State Patrol while he was attempting to carjack a car from a mother and two children. And as a result of that contact with the police, he was shot and killed.
Aside from the deaths of the motorcyclist and the 17-year-old, no one else was injured. Early yesterday morning, another accident involving a GVT bus resulted in six people being brought to the hospital.
There was a Grand Valley Transit bus westbound on Orchard Avenue at 20 and a quarter road, and a small SUV southbound on 20 and a quarter road approaching Orchard. And the SUV didn't stop for the red light. When it hit the Grand Valley Transit bus, it spun the bus a full 360-degree spin and then another quarter turn before the bus rolled over onto its side.
They're not sure right now how fast the SUV must have been going to spin the bus around in a circle.
Some of the witnesses estimated 70 miles an hour, but again, that's a layperson's guess. But for a small, 1990s model SUV to be able to turn a transit bus full 360 degrees around, there had to be a lot of energy behind that.
The GJPD is investigating whether or not the driver was impaired at the time of the accident. A college on the Western Slope is joining the growing number of higher education institutions that ban tobacco products. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The Delta Montrose Technical College will be a tobacco-free school.
All forms of tobacco products, including smoking and smokeless tobacco or chew, and e-cigarettes also are banned.
John Jones is the college's director. He says it was a two-year process to get the policy in place.
Through surveys of our students and staff, we found that they were interested in being a smoke-free environment.
Karen O'Brien with the Delta County Health Department worked with the school on its tobacco-free initiative. She says the health department is offering support to students and staff who want to kick their nicotine habits.
There are quick kits that are little packets that, are around the bookstore and also at the main lobby, and also the nursing station.
The ban goes into effect June 1st ahead of the fall semester. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
More than 1,000 colleges and universities across the U.S. are tobacco-free, according to the American Non-Smokers' Rights Foundation. Robotic automation is a trend that's increasingly leaving assembly lines and finding its way into new areas. KVNF's Jake Ryan reports on how the use of drones might soon be commercially used in Mesa County.
Xcel Energy, the national power supply and generation company that supplies electricity to Mesa County, just got federal approval for a project, but not from the usual agency. The Federal Aviation Administration gave Xcel the okay to use drones.
It's not different than something you might find in a hobby store, actually. The one we are going to further deploy has 8 helicopter blades on it, and it can carry a 10 to 15 pound payload.
That's Michael Lamb, Xcel's Vice President of Operating Services.
We think the use of drones have great promise in improving reliability, improving both public and employee safety, and reducing costs.
They started using drones to inspect boilers used at coal-fired power plants. The 8 to 10 story tall tanks are filled with hundreds of components that all need routine inspection.
And in order to do that at those heights, you need to build scaffolding, you need to use ladders, you need to use other kind of suspension contraptions, you need to use people. So when you use a drone flying inside this big 8 to 10 story room, you can avoid all of that and yet still get close-up views of the equipment that need to be inspected.
Lamb estimates that during one inspection, Excel saved $100,000. Now, with the FAA's approval, they'll be able to use the drones outside. They could fly down gas pipelines, testing with electronic noses for gas leaks, or survey storm damage on power lines. He doesn't think that they'll replace the people working for the power company. They plan to start implementing the drones in test scenarios later this summer, and if things go well, they may be flying above power lines in Mesa County sometime in the future. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Many students across the Western Slope are taking finals this week, but it's hardly their first big test of the year. Standardized tests have become a big issue for schools and for lawmakers. A bill reducing the number of standardized tests Colorado school children take now is law. During a bill signing ceremony in Lakewood, Governor John Hickenlooper called it the most significant measure passed during the state's legislative session. Benta Berkland has more.
A contingent of lawmakers in both parties spent the entire session working on a compromise. House Bill 1323 streamlines literacy tests in the early grades, allows for paper and pencil options for standardized tests, and reduces high school testing. Democratic Senator Andy Kerr of Lakewood sponsored the bill.
The testing regime that was in place was burdensome, and we needed to cut back on it. We heard that loud and clear, and so we worked to do that.
The bill would also create a pilot program for local districts to create their own assessments and possibly use them instead of the state assessments. Some lawmakers, parents, and teachers wanted it to go farther, but the governor wanted to maintain a strong system of assessments to measure student growth. I'm Benta Berkland in Lakewood.
In regional travel news, Red Mountain Pass is open again after a vehicle that rolled off the mountainside was recovered. Highway 133 was closed yesterday and will be closed today from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. The complete closure is being used to take down rockfall netting. Stay tuned for the sweet sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.